Welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Alana, Zach, Matt, and Jay.
Hey, yo.
Hello.
And today we're playing Fortnite since we missed Rob. Rob's traveling. And we're talking about The Acolyte Episode 5, or as I call it, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
Disney Ooh. Almost has balls.
The Red Wedding episode.
Then lots of bodies hit the floor.
The bodies hit the floor. Quite an episode we had today.
It was quite a thing.
And the internet said it was a good episode.
Well,
it's good the internet. Now I don't know what to think.
The internet's like, we just love action.
Yeah, I don't know if it was good still.
What do you mean still?
Like, it was good just because Disney has some nards kill people.
Just because they have nards?
Yeah.
Willing to kill. Yeah. I actually don't know if I would describe it as especially good. It's a good point.
I thought it was good.
Not care for the ending.
Can you remind me what happened at the end?
May impersonates OSHA and leaves the soul. Yeah.
Why did you like it?
Because
it was
I was jumping ahead. Or do you want me to just tell you?
You can tell me.
Okay, I'll tell you. So he's a fucking Jedi.
He should be able to
know who is who just because one of them got a haircut. It's ridiculous.
Sensor thoughts.
I agree.
But Lana, she was trained to disguise her thoughts.
Please. You think Jason Mendoza taught her to disguise her thoughts as her sister who she thought was dead? That's a skill she never thought she would need to have.
More like Jason Mensolza, am I right?
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
Oh my god. He's so hot in this show.
Yowza.
There's no way I was the first one to come up with that.
Big Kylo Ren energy.
Serious.
Are you getting in?
I am in.
Oh, okay.
I have the boss. I don't know what he wants to ride with me in the boss score. All right, well, let's, we'll get to that. We'll get to that, I guess, right?
Yes. So the beginning is they're fighting, and I felt like the lightsaber fight was slow. Actually, you know what it was like?
I didn't feel that way.
You know, it was like a martial arts movie where the bad guys run at the hero one at a time so that the hero can kill him.
But they explained it, which was kind
Team
of...
Team here.
None of us are with you, Jay.
I wanted to
they
go
explained
back.
It because he's got the
Matt was in the car.
He's got the Cortosis helmet or whatever, so you can disable the lightsabers and take them out of the fight
for
a while.
The helmet was doing that?
So the Cortosis, it's a rare material that shorts out lightsabers.
How?
It's
a fibrous material that causes shorts. It's a special material, very rare, that does it.
There's another team coming on.
I'm going to run at him.
All right, so what do we got here? So, oh my God, I can't read this. Oh yeah, so OSHA's alive, there's a bunch of dead Jedi. Yeah, they're all fighting. We see that the Cortosis messes with the lightsabers.
I was wondering, I don't think I realized how exactly he was able to turn the lightsabers off. I thought he was hitting the lightsabers.
I thought so too.
Or something.
Oh, I totally missed. I missed Korra.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the fights were fine.
Oops.
That was pretty decent action.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
And then
I didn't understand why the lightsabers kept turning off, but I thought it was cool.
Well, yeah, that was why. It shows it strike the helmet and then.
Yeah, his helmet was made out of Cortosis, and he had one gauntlet that was made out of Cortosis, which caused the shorts.
My Twitter feed was nonstop Alkalite spoilers this whole time, like the whole week. It was very annoying.
Your first mistake was using Twitter.
I like Twitter, and I don't care who knows it.
I
shouldn't say that anymore.
But I didn't read any spoilers.
I tried not to. It was unavoidable.
So, guys, I had the observation in this part that the law of ninjas applied to the Jedi.
Law of inverse ninjas.
The law of inverse ninjas, yes.
How so?
Which is, the more the ninjas they are, the weaker they are, and the fewer they are, the stronger they are.
Yeah.
That's right.
I never heard that before, but that makes sense.
It's like in the Jackie Chan adventures when he fights like 50 ninjas.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, I like it. I like the fight scenes because yes, they were. It was kind of slow, but I mean, this is also High Republic, which is a different age of lightsaber attack, and I like the fact that they didn't use just a traditional style modern day-esque lightsaber fighting. They used a little bit of a hybrid approach. I like that they did have Kurtosis, and I like the fact that he didn't have a ton of it. He only had the one little bit of a gauntlet and the helmet, because it is such a rare, like, rare thing in the universe, and
like
most Beskar? Jedi, exactly like that. So, like, most people wouldn't even, most Jedi probably would never have encountered or understood what was happening, and just like they did. Like, in that case, they were like, what the heck? Why is there a super short?
And it was a good way to explain how he was able to fight, like, 12 Jedi at once.
Right. Yeah. Without having to see it until we saw it. And then you're like, oh, that's why all those bodies are dead.
Yeah, there's a part where Soul arrives. He has a dramatic entrance. And I wondered where he was. Like, it's like the two Jedi are fighting.
Right.
Jason, and then he appears to help them, and it's like, where was he? Where was he off doing? But
my assumption was much like Osha, he was blown back because he was caught unaware from the prior episode. Because remember, he was in the back line, or the I guess he was one off. He was closer to Osha and May, so like he would have been taking most of that if he was caught off guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, my guess is based on the rest of the episode is he just got knocked out and then woke up again and was knocked out again and was woke up again and knocked out again.
That happens. Well, Osha gets knocked out a lot in this episode. Super bad for you, as they say on Archer.
Oh my god.
So it's like bad. Every 2 seconds he keeps getting knocked out. All right, so Sol tells Yord to get Osha back to the ship. Civilian back to the ship.
I did like that part. I also have a note. Sol saves Stop Saber. Get it?
No, what?
Nope.
It's alliterative. Soul saves stopping saber. But I like the part where the guy throws the saber at her.
Yeah, that was cool. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
Yeah. And then we have the girl fight.
Yes. Yeah, the Padawan versus May. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Jackie.
Jackie.
R.I.P.
Yeah, so sad. So sad. He hasn't died yet, but yeah.
I don't really understand how May lost to Jackie.
She,
what do you mean?
She didn't lose.
She fought Carrie-Anne Moss to it like a standstill.
You're right. I forget why.
Yeah, but... Well, I mean, she didn't really fight Carrie-Anne Moss to a standby. Like, Carrie-Anne was kind of messing with her, trying to delay, was doing more delay tactics. Oh, there's a team here. If anything, was delay tacticking, trying to question her, whereas Jackie was all in to arrest and like take her down as quickly as they could.
Yeah, I guess I'm just messing with my who would win is coming out.
I think I don't disagree, and I remember thinking at the time, why this doesn't make sense, why is she able to fight her, but then it wasn't so bad. By the end of the fight I didn't have a problem with it. I can't remember why.
All right, just a couple lucky shots.
I liked how the coldest part of the episode is when Jackie says to her, you're under arrest for the murder of master whoever and the murder of your family.
Your own family, and the fire that
killed your family.
You're being arrested for killing your own family. It's like she obviously didn't do it on purpose. So
but
great.
She still caused murder, mayhem.
I agree.
Okay, so my next note is: I guess the I don't know if the show is necessarily implying this, but I wrote down that the helmet blocks Soul's telepathy. Because he says, take that helmet off. And the guy says, why? So you can read my mind.
I was like, oh, it's a Magneto situation.
That's right, the Magneto helmet.
Which is unique. I did not know that was a thing.
It's not. They made it up.
Cortosis can do that.
They stole it from the X-Men.
Well, it blocks the force, so...
Do you want to hear my J explanation for that?
Sure.
It was he needs to, Soul needs to be able to look into his eye to be able to read his mind.
I like it. Read his expressions.
Yeah, it also be
make any sense, but okay.
It's like sign language.
Well, yeah, there's also a practical reason why Darth Vader's eyes are covered too. Yeah,
but Darth Vader didn't have any other Jedi to fight.
He had Luke.
Just in case, you never know.
Yeah, just in case.
You're such a typical Star Wars fanboy, dude.
Wow.
I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Wow.
Have the Jedi read people's thoughts before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the original trilogy, which is the only one I care about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. In the sense of Luke's sister, just to pick one example.
But that's not the thoughts, that's just the presence.
I mean, it's like, what's 6½ dozen?
It's not.
What are you talking about?
They're not.
It is the same.
Whatever. Only different in your mind.
He says his, your...
Doesn't Yoda read Luke's thoughts?
Yeah.
He's like, I I can tell you want to leave. You know, not just from your face, from your thoughts.
Right. I mean, Vader specifically says your thoughts betray you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how much more you can think about when you're asking if it's been mind reading before.
Okay, sorry, Naomi snuck up on me, so I didn't hear any of that, but I'm sure you guys are right.
Vader specifically says your thoughts betray you when he reads Luke's mind.
Okay. They betrayed her too.
You guys want
to? Lots of fighting. We do. Yeah, we do.
So so the Padawan wins. Jackie wins.
Yep, and arrests her. It was great.
So I guess May is not, in fact, as all-powerful as we were led to believe. And then the Stranger shows up. I guess he was fighting Soul, but then he just shows up again. It's like, keep track of
he's everywhere at once.
So they literally fight over May, the Stranger, and Soul.
Yep.
Yeah. I think a lot of this episode is fighting, which is why I guess people liked it so much.
Yeah.
I have a note here that the rocks look very fake in this part. It really looks like they're on a set, like a soundstage.
Shing us.
The Rocky
Rock. Let's go kill them. Yeah, they look very fake. All right, so then there's a part where OSHA is talking to what's his face? Jord. She takes charge. She tells him what to do. She's like, "No, we're not going back to the ship. You do what I from now on. You do what I tell you." Lame.
He's like, "Okay, OSHA, you sure?"
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm only a Jedi, and you're like a civilian, but okay.
I don't want civilian treatment, Aquaman.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he initially doesn't until he's uneasy about the whole scenario and having to run away from and get away from the fight too, so like it makes kind of sense that he's like, oh, and they did just hear a bunch of screaming, they heard a bunch of other stuff, so I mean, I will forgive it.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Zach.
Sure, don't mention it. So they fight Soul and the Stranger fights, he loses his helmet. And my note is Jay was right. Jay and the internet were right.
Jay and Andrew and the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think it's kind of lame that the Padawan is able to outfight or hold her own against the Stranger. She shouldn't be able to do that.
I mean, don't you think he was going easy on her?
Yeah, I think so.
Could be.
I think he clearly
Jackie was. Everybody out, really fight, good fight, fight. Fighter, okay? She was great. She knew the assignment.
Yeah.
She invents the double lightsaber technique.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She invented it. I did like when the Stranger's like, "You brought her here."
Yeah.
The internet liked that one.
That's like a Robin response. Like, oh, you killed my Robin. It's like, uh-huh. And
another team's coming in.
You didn't have to bring a Robin.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Why didn't you kill the Joker, Bruce? Why didn't you kill him? Nice job, guys.
Yeah. It's true.
Nice job killing those bots.
Yeah. And yeah, and then there's the hostage standoff where he has May. He's like,
should I swear to protect all people? A couple notes before that, dude, actually. They actually have some pretty cool lines, but I like when Jason says, according to the Jedi, I can't exist. So they must kill me.
They did a pretty good job with his motivation, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? He's like, I want freedom to be evil.
And to reproduce. This whole season is a metaphor for reproductive freedom.
I do like the way that they said that, because it seems like it's more along the lines that there's a team right here that it ties into the Night Sisters.
It's the same idea.
Well, yeah. I think, yeah, like it reinforces like that whole concept, right?
Freed by the Jedi too. Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing I said I have is what's his name dies before the hostage part.
I have Jason talks about wanting freedom, and then Yor dies. Yeah.
So what do we think? How do we feel about all these deaths?
It was crazy.
They went like a few main characters further than I thought they were gonna. But I guess that's maybe why they killed everyone, so that way when May takes over, or when Osha, no, when May takes Osha's place, there aren't that many people who can identify her. Well, I assume that's why they went so hard also on killing everyone.
Yeah, that seems plausible.
Yeah.
I thought they did a good job creating characters, and so yeah, it's kind of a bummer that so many are dead.
So dead so soon. Yeah.
Again, like halfway through the episode, or halfway through the season, like we have to start over. Who do we have left? Sol and Osha. That's it.
True.
Not very good.
There was
Enter the Nitro Dome, dude. It's a quest.
Roger that, buddy.
What was the other thing I wanted to?
So there's a part where May gets stunned. I heard of that.
Oh yeah, with the thing. Which, like, I thought that was supposed to last longer. You know.
Well, I mean,
right?
What?
What's that?
What?
Huh?
What does it depend on?
It depends on. I mean, this seems like it's a relatively first, second gen version of that weapon.
Yeah, it's got a giant, clunky. It's like huge, giant handle that is.
And it looks, kind of not the most technically well put together thing.
Well, I just think it's funny that May, with all of her Jedi abilities, can't dodge it. Dodge.
The other thing is, I'm assuming if you have like it's not the most responsive to like people with the Force, like you can kind of sort of.
Okay, so in order to break the deadlock, Osha says, "I love you, Pip."
Yeah, that was terrible.
And then
that was terrible.
Poor Pip. Gets ripped apart, cast away.
And clearly the villain wasn't going to die from it.
So Yor dies then. Oh, did you guys like the part where Sol fights Jason fisticuffs? Because I did.
Yep, I like that too.
I'm on board for more hand-to-hand fighting in Star Wars.
You know, it's funny because in Battlefront, Han Solo has a lot of like punching abilities and like pushing and shoving, but I can't remember a time in the series when he like punched somebody. The OT, of course.
You know? I'm sure.
On Solo.
Han Solo?
Yeah.
Punch?
Yeah, Han Solo.
No, not really.
Exactly. He uses his blaster.
Well, I mean, he's not a close combat type of person.
Well, yeah, no, it's not.
He's a scoundrel. He runs and shoots.
No, but Zex is saying that there's not a lot of like punch 'em ups in Star Wars.
But, so it's different.
Except for Chewbacca.
That's true. But yeah, so I know I said I like the martial arts at the beginning. I still do, but it doesn't feel very Star Wars. It feels different. Oh, jeez.
Wait, what doesn't feel very Star Wars?
The punch 'em ups.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, most, like, was it like Phantom Menace? Big fights, laser fight. The big lightsaber laser fight at the end is very like, it's very like flowery sword fighting, right? Like a lot of spins and things. That feels more Star Wars.
Yeah, well, it does. I mean, it's different. It doesn't. It doesn't. Speaking of the prequels, though, do you guys like the part where someone says you've turned them against? They've turned you against.
Yes, that was great. I laughed.
Yeah.
I clapped. No, I did laugh, though.
I laughed at that, too. That was funny.
Yeah. Who says the crew of the show hasn't seen Star Wars?
So, what about the part where Sol is going to execute Jason? Where he's unarmed?
Oh, my God. I wanted him to do it. I was like, you do it. Do it. Yeah. Do it.
It's not the Jedi way, Alan.
He killed, like, 8 Jedi.
You guys remember that phrase?
He's much too dangerous to be kept alive.
Yeah.
Everybody out. Everybody out.
Okay. All right, so what do we have next? Okay, so Sol gets stunned. Again, you think he'd be able to dodge a stun blast. And then we have the confrontation between the two sisters.
It's still hot. Thank you.
Yeah, I wrote I love you, Pep. Jason gets taken by the cockroaches.
Yes.
They're moths, but yeah.
Techno moths or something?
Umbra moths or some shit? Umbra I don't know. Some stupid Star Wars creature.
Okay, if you can get to my car, I'll pick you up.
Okay,
all right, so you can see going to cockroaches. Osha's the big hero. She saves the day, right?
Right.
With a light maneuver.
Well, I mean, she wouldn't have had to if Sol just did what he needed to do and kill him. Yep. He's right there.
It's not that.
Well, no,
way.
Because if he killed in the heat of anger and battle and revenge, he would have turned to the dark side, and then what good was he? He'd be a horrible example.
The Jedi are like super powerful at this point, so they can have they have the luxury of morals. You know,
nice.
I mean, yeah, I guess they could have just put him in prison. That's right.
Yeah. He belongs in a museum. He should have a trial.
So the next
thing I have is, oh, go ahead, Jake.
So I really, well, I don't know if I really liked it, but I liked to a degree what they did with the lighting and a lot of the cinematography and the visualization of it in this episode, because again, because a lot of the close-up on Sol, they have a distinct colorization of blue and red, much like they did with Obi-Wan and Anakin whenever like they were playing with the dark side, if they were leaning more towards the light side. And it shows that, and a lot of it showed that Sol was like 2/3 during whenever that whole combat and like his conflict was, he was showing as red. So there is definitely obviously something that happened that isn't being told. My assumption is that the Jedi caused a little more than, you know, than they let on the home planet. A little bit more anger or a little more chaos happened because of that, but like it showed the conflict within him, and it showed that he was turning. And I mean, during that fight, he progressively got angry, especially after Jackie died. I mean, who wouldn't be mad? I mean, I was mad.
Yeah, he was definitely raging out in a way that you wouldn't have expected from a Jedi master,
much less Sol. Out of everyone, Sol, right? Yord 100%. Although Yord is just, I don't, maybe not Yord, because Yord doesn't have those types of emotions. But yeah, like you can see the colorization, like the cinematography, when he goes into light and he goes into the darker areas. You also see Jason, like, coming out of the darkness into more into the light, and then during throughout his fight, as he is fighting, you can see, like, he is better when he's, like, in, like, the darker areas of, like, the, like, his colorization is darker, and, like, he's more in the shadows and stuff like that. So, like, it was a really well portrayed. I think they've been doing, I mean, they've been doing that a lot lately, with a lot of their properties and their cinematography, and it's starting to get a little old, like, it's getting a little too obvious. But even for me, a little heavy-handed and a little obvious. But it is, but it's still a good technique to be used.
I mean, yeah,
so I appreciate it.
As a Disney Plus show, don't overthink it.
Yeah, so I mean, I appreciate it to a degree, and I think it's a smart choice. But like, but it does distinctly show you certain emote and makes it more show not tell, which
right. Yeah, which we're always looking for.
Okay, so getting back to May, so
May and Osha, right?
Yeah, so May is kind of like a tough girl again. She's like, good, Osha, you're sticking with me.
Well, she says, this is the part where she says they've turned you against me. And she also says, choose me. Choose me, May. Choose me.
Yeah, she gives this whole speech about how they're the only ones that they have each other, like, the only ones left.
Yeah.
We're the only two people in this whole crazy universe.
It makes me wonder if they did do a mind wipe.
You're a murderer. What? That was pretty cool.
It makes me wonder if the Jedi did mind wipe her and put in false memories.
Oh my god. Didn't we already talk about Batman on this podcast?
Probably. Satellite era.
Yeah.
Wait, mind wipe to who? Osha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Osha definitely is coming off as the more like mindless robot of the two. You know?
Yeah, I was just like, what's going on?
No, May's like, Osha, please help. Stay with me. We could be together. Just the two of us. Two of us against the world. It was just, you committed crime. Must turn into Jedi. You know.
You did the bad thing.
You did bad thing. Killing good. Wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yep. All right.
The last thing I have is they switch sides and somebody gets a haircut. With lightsaber.
Right, the haircut that the internet freaked out about, but I didn't think it was a big deal.
What did the internet freak out about?
Ridiculous.
They were like, it's so stupid. Cutting your hair with a lightsaber is so dumb.
Yeah, I thought that looked pretty badass.
But
I mean, it looked pretty badass. I also cringed when it happened, but I thought it looked cool.
I guess they made a big deal. They did make a pretty big deal out of it. Really dramatic tech and things like that. So I guess I can see it.
Whichever one of them it is.
I didn't love it because I don't think that any of this plot should be happening.
Which plot? Oh, the switching spaces plot?
Like, yeah, May should be able to get away with it.
Again.
Again.
You're getting away with that.
Especially with Saul. I mean, out of all people, Saul, the person who can read minds, and has like a deep connection to Osha and can distinctly like tell when May's around. Like, it's like you know she's around. What are you doing?
Or maybe Sol does know, but he's playing dumb for reasons of his own.
I guess we have to find out next week
on Tuesday Night Gaming. I mean,
Zach, we gotta go fight this boss vehicle.
We gotta.
May switches spots. Idiot plot is what I wrote down. And then Jason finds Osha, and she has the tattoo, right? So they have they have a shot of her wearing different clothing, and right there on her arm, there's the giant ass tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. They both have identifying tattoos.
Yeah. So how are they? Well, what May has tattoos?
Yeah, she's got the one on her forehead from the ceremony.
Oh yeah, I've never noticed that. I feel like her hair is always in
her hair is always in the way.
That's why she gets away with it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Okay. Crap! I can't catch the boss vehicle. Come on, guys! Yeah. Come on, you guys!
Let's go.
I mean, Jason's not gonna be fooled, right? He can tell.
He knows. Yeah, I think he knows who it is.
100%.
Because OSHA doesn't have the like mind identity concealing force techniques, presumably, right?
Not just that, but like he also sees
the giant tattoo,
the wound, and all that stuff.
He can tell.
So, do you think that OSHA's gonna turn to the dark side? Was she the acolyte the whole time?
Oh my god!
No, I don't.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, maybe. I don't think she's going to turn to the dark side, is what I'm saying.
I think she might.
No.
I think it's still Disney Star Wars at the end of the day. They want their guys to be good.
What was I going to say? Do you guys think Jason Mendoza is an intimidating villain?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay, because I don't.
Like him.
I like it. Keith's actually way more buff than I expected.
Oh my god, he's so ripped.
I was holy crap.
Oh my god.
He's like, hello, Jason.
Jason Mendoza. So good I brought it back.
I mean, why can't this Jason be like that Jason?
All right, so time for a question of the day, folks. Anything more to say about the acolyte? We're just fighting the boss.
I have nothing more to say about the acolyte. Oh shoot, I need to text Naomi though. She wants to do a Naomi's notes.
Okay.
Is it about Bridgerton?
Well, it's no. It's about. Can you guys text her actually? Because I'm in the middle of something.
Someone shooting.
What was
from
I trying to say? I had a coherent point to make, and now I can't remember what it was.
Is it about Star Wars?
There's a card.
Is it about Bridgerton?
I don't know anything anymore. Oh, it was. It's about Girls 5 Eva.
What's that?
It's a TV show. You're gonna find out. You're gonna find all the Naomi's notes about it.
Girls 5 Eva.
They're on with you.
On the fort.
What's up, Naomi?
Hello.
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 How's everyone doing today?
Good.
We're great. How are you?
I've been a little bit prepared because I already listened to last week's episode of Question of the Day that just dropped tonight.
Wow, nice.
So I'm caught up.
Zach's dead.
Yeah. Was that the last one or was that two ago?
That was two ago. No, it was the one about legs.
Legs?
Oh, yeah.
Losing a limb.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
You're all right. I mean, especially with our sedentary lifestyle, losing a leg is probably easier than losing an arm.
Yep. We know.
So we heard and there's some Naomi's notes for us today.
Yes, I have a Naomi's notes.
Naomi's notes.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
We're so ready.
Okay, it's been a really long time, guys. So I don't know if Matt even still has the theme song on tap.
I have the theme song on tap.
Good.
I screwed up.
You'll need it.
Why is everybody dead?
We got overconfident. Our overconfidence was our weakness.
That's right.
Did Matt tell you guys what my Naomi's notes was about this week?
No.
Yeah.
It said like girl something.
Yeah. Oops. Girls 5 Eva.
Girls what?
Girls 5 Eva.
Okay,
so this is a show that was on Peacock for a long time. And so I never watched it because I don't get Peacock. And it's literally the only thing that ever appealed to me. And I was like, maybe I should get Peacock, but it was like just for that show. But now it's on Netflix. So suck at Peacock. I guess I'm not going to
talk
to you guys. Anyway.
That's all right.
So it's on Netflix now. There's two seasons that were Peacock seasons that are now streaming on Netflix. And then there's a new third season that's a Netflix created season. Anyway, so I just finished all three seasons. The premise, for those of you who are like, what is she talking about right now?
That's Zach.
Zach, exactly. So it is about a girls pop group from the 90s or early 2000s, I guess. Think like Dream. You know the group Dream? Like kind of like one hit wonders. Like there, it's not, we're not talking Destiny's Child level. We're talking, oh, TLC is another good example. Thank you. Yep. But also think about like the boy bands, like, you know, Backstreet Boys, O-Town, whatever, like, because of the idea of them being, like, sort of put together by some businessman kind of thing. Anyway. So it's like that. Except now, it's present day, and they're, like, in their 40s, and they're trying to, like, make a comeback. Yeah, exactly, right? It's hilarious. And also sad. Because they're all sad? Well, you know, they're all, like, old, but also, like, my age, so that's hard to wrap my head around.
Is that pathos?
Yeah, I guess.
Feelings, big feelings.
But it has a really amazing cast. Sarah Bareilles is actually the main character. You may know from her. She's an actual musician, right? You know. Not gonna write you a love song. That one, right?
Sarah Bareilles?
Sarah Bareilles, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's the main character. And then
Sarah Bareilles is the main character?
Yes.
Yes, Alana. Weren't you who's not listening now? Jeez.
She can act?
Yes, she's hilarious.
Renee Elise Goldsberry isn't the main character?
No, she's also supposed to get there. She's also in it. She's another one of the main characters, Renee Elise Goldsberry from Hamilton, among other things.
The greatest show that Matt loves, Altered Carbon.
Yeah.
So she also obviously can act and sing, right? And then Busy Phillips is in it. From like Freaks and Geeks, The New Mean Girls, Cougar Town. Anyway.
Favorite shows.
Great shows all around. So she's just like funny, like she sings, but it's not like the point of her character, you know? And then the fourth one is an actress named Paula Pell, who looks really familiar, and she's like in stuff, but she's not as like famous as the other three. She's like the comic, but they're all funny, but like she's like the funny one, you know. And her character, like they do flashbacks to when they were like popular in like, you know, the early 2000s or whatever. And her character is the only one who's played by a different actress back then, because the idea is that she like gained a lot of weight.
Hashtag feminism.
Right.
Accurate picture of women's bodies.
But it's also really funny because her character is a lesbian, but was not out when they were famous back in the day. And so there's a lot of like flashbacks of her being like, I love boys, you know, and but not really being into it. So that's kind of fun.
I love that.
What?
Dude, nothing.
Okay. So the premise is that, so you got the premise. So there's three seasons, all great. It's the kind of show that Matt would hate because there is a lot of cringe humor. It's a lot of, like, they kind of try to make it and then something doesn't go right. But then they get a break and then something, that you know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of thing.
Oh, it's like Glow. I love your show. You guys love.
It is kind of like Glow in that way. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't love it.
But there's also a lot of like there's a lot of music in it too. Like there's actually a soundtrack for each of the three seasons. There's a separate album for each of the three seasons on Spotify, and there's some actually really good music.
Come to me.
Because it's all like written by Sarah Bareilles, right? Yeah, so there's some really good music. There's also some like funny music. Oh, it also has what's his name? Andrew Rannells is in it.
Who?
The guy from he was in like I want to say like Book of Mormon, and like other things like that. He's a Broadway guy. Anyway, it's really funny. But yeah, there's some... Anyway, so okay, so one of my favorite songs is from... I think it's from season two, maybe season one. It might be from season one. But it's called Four Stars. And it's actually like a really... Like, it's a jammer, you know? But the premise of the song is basically like, you know, five stars is fine, but like, nobody's perfect. It's a lie. Let's like shoot for four stars. We're just going to be good.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very, very much a pride of the internet age.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so really great music. Some really good comedy. Really captures the essence of like that time period in pop culture, the like early aughts.
A ridiculous time period, to be sure.
Yeah, like there's one scene where they get hired to go to this like super rich lady's birthday party, and the theme of the birthday party is all of her teenage bedroom posters come to life. Mm-hmm. So like, so they're there, and she wants them to sing all their old stuff, which their old songs are all like super problematic, mm-hmm. and they don't sing them because they're like moving on, they're grown ups now, you know. But then you know, but then like Rebecca Lobo was there shooting hoops. That was one of the
Lobo.
Yeah, like it's hilarious.
I didn't realize people liked Rebecca Lobo outside of Connecticut.
Yeah, in the early aughts, I mean, she was the jam, you know.
I didn't know, but I know now.
Hmm. Who's Rebecca Lobo again?
She's a basketball player.
Correct. Hmm? You figured that out, though, because I think shooting.
Let's go get the Pandora gem.
Yeah, and then...
She went to UConn.
Yeah.
I knew she sounded familiar.
Yeah. But she was also in the WNBA, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was in for a long time. From growing up in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Heard of her. That's how big of a deal. She was the Caitlin Clark of her day.
Right. Exactly. So yeah. So it's really funny. And really good music. And I think
Are you eating while you're doing Naomi's notes?
I'm sorry. I'm eating M&Ms. They're really good.
Yeah, come on. This is a professional podcast.
You're right? Paying me.
It's got some. I understand that, but we need some quality. We need quality sound.
Okay, I'm sorry. Your sponsors will back out because I chewed some M&Ms. What if M&M sponsors you guys?
I already do.
What if M&M sponsors us? What if the Mars Corporation sponsors us?
I mean, I already blew it with Peacock, so.
Then we don't need them.
Drink on Peacock.
Anyway,
yeah, who needs them?
I'm done chewing. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Zach, how do we get this Pandora gem thing?
I think it's probably buried under the stuff. I have to go.
I mean, I in particular, obviously, like the show is like everything that is me, right? Like that was me in the early 2000s. Like I remember being really excited when Oops, I Did It Again launched. And, like, that was my jams. So, anyway, that's the show is great. And I love Sarah Bareilles. She is amazing in every way. She did, the other cool thing about Sarah Bareilles is that she did a cappella in college, which makes her super cool.
Just like you did, right. Naomi.
That's exactly right.
Bad news. I killed the people who killed Zach, and I'm also dead.
Matt, don't go in there.
And I'm watching Matt run away from me.
But what I'm trying to say is that even if you're not me,
we switched to Dominion.
Even if you're normal, I highly recommend it because it is hilarious.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. And how long are the episodes?
It's a half hour comedy, guys.
Shocker. And how, what kind of, if you like, what other kind of show will you like this show?
If you like, what other show is even like this? I mean.
Undefinable.
I mean, it's like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend in that it's got like music, but it's also a comedy. And the music is also comical.
Oh, okay.
Musical comedy, the two greatest words in the English language.
Tell me about it. Yeah. I can't even, it's its own category, man.
Like something.
It's my new obsession. That's all.
All right, you guys ready to move on to questions of the day?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. Question number one. If you could become really good but not pro level at any sport, what sport would it be?
We've had this one.
I think we got one that was like sports level good. Or like pro level good.
Yeah, like pro at a sport. So not football, I don't think.
But not pro level?
Yeah.
Just like really,
but not pro level.
Which is the sport that would have the most utility in my day to day life?
Running?
Let's not get into arguing about what is and is not a sport this time, please.
Oh, by the way, I was listening to last week's episode just now. Can I just jump in to define a sport? Because there actually is a definition, guys. There was like a court ruling on this. Did you hear about this?
We have to do this again?
Yeah, I'm going to do it because Zach brought it up and I just listened to it and I wanted to interrupt, but it wasn't live. So now that I'm here, I'm going to set the record straight. Uh-oh. There are three characteristics that every sport must have. It has to be... oh God, I lost a word. It has to be objective, meaning that it can't be something like gymnastics where there's like a subjective rating scale. It has to be objective.
So gymnastics is not a sport.
Correct. Based on that part of the three-part definition. It has to be objective. It has to be competitive. And it has to be physically rigorous. Vigorous.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
So chess, while competitive and objective, is not physically vigorous. And gymnastics, while physically vigorous and competitive, it is not objective.
Objective is to gain the most points.
No. The way you gain points has to be objective rather than subjective.
Wait, gaining points in what? I wasn't listening. Gymnastics?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, gymnastics is totally subjective.
And the reason gymnastics is the example was because this definition of a sport came up in a court, an actual court ruling about like Title IX and availability of athletics.
Although I guess, I mean, actually, now that I say that gymnastics is subjective, I mean, is subjective, don't they have a list of what they're looking for in a routine? And then they can just say, okay, objectively, they didn't, their knee bent this much.
It's not objective. There's some human capacity to the way that it's scored. Mm-hmm. As opposed to like in hockey where like did the puck go in the net? No.
Right. Okay.
Well, now that's not to say that other things aren't worth doing and worth funding and da da da. But the definition of sport has to have those three things. So that's my sidetrack for the day to answer last week's question.
Thank you, Naomi.
Cool.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to think if there's a way, like, which sport can you be really good at and make money off of it in, like, a non-pro way?
I got it, dude. I figured it out. Pool.
Billiards? Yeah, or Hustler, Game Shark?
Yeah,
okay, that would not be a sport based on my definition.
Why not?
How is that not a sport?
That's totally a sport.
It's rigorous. I don't think it's
physically vigorous.
It is physically vigorous. You have to physically be able to move the cue in a certain way to hit the ball.
Well, you have to physically be able to move the pawns.
No, that's not the same level of physicality, though.
But then who's? But that's all. Yeah, but that's still then that all of this is subjective.
I don't think you know what that means.
I 100. What we're saying, what is rigorous? What amount? What consider? What is that's in a subjective position. I'm not saying that's subjective in the terms for the definition. I'm saying it's subjective in the terms of our way of analyzing it.
Do with you have to break a sweat and not from anxiety.
I think it has to do with the fact that when you learn to play chess, you don't have to practice the physical act of moving the pawns. Where upon playing pool, you have to practice the physical act of shooting the cue, and you have to do it in a very particular way to result a particular result. So it's different.
You do, if you are playing high level chess, you have gone out so many times of playing and moving pieces in very specific motions in order to have it muscle memory. So that way, when you're out of time, you can just simply quickly move. And you're constantly learning specific patterns of movement.
So, you learn the patterns of the pieces, but not you never train the physical act of moving.
Yes, you do. At highly competitive levels, yes, you do.
Okay, but at the average competitive level, you do not.
We're not saying that. We're saying it's still okay. Whatever. I'm out. I'm out of this conversation.
I don't think a women's chess team is going to qualify for Title IX equality. Putting that out there, like if a college is like, it's okay that we don't have women's sports because we have a women's chess team, I don't think anyone's gonna buy that. What?
That doesn't seem like something that would happen.
I'm just saying it wouldn't hold up.
Guru says badminton.
Good answer, Guru.
I'll probably say. Da, 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 da. What would
Thank you, Guru, for getting us back on track too.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
I would say
maybe ping pong so I can dominate the tournament at Ryan High every year.
The original question was,
what sport would you be really good at but not a pro level at?
Would I hypothetically?
Yeah.
I do think I would want to do something involved like running, because as you said, like I feel like that's a good like life skill that I don't currently possess.
Is running a sport, Naomi?
Yeah, it is. It's called track or cross country or something.
Well, that's not the same thing, but yes.
Those are sports.
Okay. So, all right. So, I said ping pong. Zach said pool.
Yep.
Naomi said running. I'm taxing my memory here. Alana, what did you say?
Okay. Anything.
Yep. I remembered.
But I didn't say anything?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't say anything, but I just wanted to be sure.
Good job remembering that I didn't say anything.
Dot, dot, dot.
Gymnastics?
Ooh, like Nightwing?
Yeah.
You just said Naomi just said that's not a sport. No, just kidding.
What? It's definitely a sport.
Oh, God. All right, well, let's not get back into it. Alana says gymnastics, okay?
Okay.
Jay, what would you say?
In the Olympics.
Yeah.
My head is in my hands right now.
Well, get them on the keyboard because it's your turn.
We also need his answer.
I'm doing skateboarding.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Good answer.
That's a great answer.
I'm currently trying to relearn how to skateboard.
I like that.
Oh, man.
And aggressive inline skating. Relearning both.
The ladies love skateboarders.
Not anymore.
It's going to come back.
You can speak for all the ladies.
I can speak for a lot of the ladies.
If some cutie patootie came up to you, rolled up to you, and did like a sick grind off of a railing, that wouldn't be impressive?
No.
Not even a little?
Not even a little. In fact, it would make me think less of him.
Wow.
Jay's dreams crushed again.
Well, luckily, Jay's not trying to impress me, so it works out.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to impress you. How dare you?
yeah. All right, question number two. This comes from my friend Chris's game called The Hot Seat. It's a very strange question, but we're going to go with it anyway. What wouldn't you do for $1 million?
Hmm.
And I guess the best way to maybe to interpret that is, what's the least offensive thing you wouldn't do for $1 million is how I would phrase that. If that makes sense.
Well, like, there's lots of things that you would do for $1 million, because, like, if someone's going to give you $1 million to, like, brush your hair, like, you're going to do it. But everybody has a limit, a bar.
Yeah.
What's your limit?
Would you vote for a Republican presidential candidate for $1 million?
Would you vote for a Republican? I would. I absolutely would.
Yeah.
If I lived in Connecticut, maybe.
You wouldn't do it, Alana. If it's a swing state, you still wouldn't do it?
No!
For a swing state?
Bitch.
What? For $1 million. A million.
No.
In a swing state?
Your one vote doesn't matter.
Yeah, it matters.
In a swing state specifically. Yeah. I like the fact that you use a swing state and you say your vote doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Exactly. One vote doesn't matter. I mean, you could use that $1 million to fundraise in a way that's way more impactful than your one vote. Sorry. That's bad decision, Alana.
I would say cut off a limb.
you wouldn't cut off a limb for $1 million?
No. $1 million to get some cool.
What about like a foot? Would you cut off like a foot for $1 million?
No, I wouldn't.
A prosthetic, a really good prosthetic is stupidly expensive.
Yeah, but insurance will cover it.
No, they don't. No, not even if you lose it from other things. They do not cover like really cool prosthetics. They give you a piece of crap wood one.
Yeah.
Like they give you crap. Yeah, they give you crap. That's why a lot of people have complaints, because they can't get like, and that's why we have the people who make the 3D print ones, because no one, not even kids who lose their limbs from whatever, can get actual good prosthetics. Mm-hmm. They're stupidly prohibitively expensive.
True. Sure. But they gotta be less than a million.
I mean, over a lifetime, you're probably spending about that much.
Yeah. Well, especially
what about like a toe?
Still growing.
What about like a toe, Zach? Would you cut off a toe?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a big toe?
No. That's hard. It's hard to walk.
Did you say no? Yeah, dude. Of course you would.
Okay, probably. You could probably give it target into it.
Yeah.
Big toes are, you can lose. That's why they, when you lose a thumb, they replace it with your big toe. It's 80% of your actual life is affected by losing a thumb rather than a big toe. So
yeah.
Okay, what about a thumb? What about a thumb for a million?
Which thumb?
Whichever one you want. You pick.
I don't think I would do it.
Like I would do
it. Wow, for a million?
No, I'm good.
A million buckarooskies. All right, how much, dude? Name your price. For how much for your thumb?
Did you guys see that? That was three free peddlers.
I'm not doing that.
Good job, Alana. Not doing it for, no matter what the cost?
No. I value my health.
Okay.
Just would think you, of the would you kill phantom somebody? Pains.
Oh. Zach, would you kill somebody for $1 million?
No.
But Naomi, before you say no, so what if they were like a bad person? Or they were like a pedophile?
That's a different
that's
question.
That's a bad example.
Well, I'm working up to it. So you wouldn't just shoot, kill anybody. I hear you. So would you kill like a pedophile?
No.
Okay. What about like a murderer?
This is getting into a different question.
I know. Well,
it still counts.
No, I'm not. I couldn't do it.
Really? What if they like killed me, your true love?
I would, sick the criminal justice system on them. My dad's a lawyer.
Hey, Naomi, what if the criminal justice system convicted them and they just wanted you to pull the lever on the electric chair?
No.
What if you had an immunity bullet?
What if they owned the justice system and there was no way to get justice through it? Like, they own the courts.
This has become the Interrogate Naomi podcast.
No, I can't imagine hurting another human like that. I'm sorry, I can't.
Wow. That's a good answer. How about you, Alana? Okay, here's the new question. Would you kill a pedophile for $1 million?
No.
You wouldn't do it a lot? What if it was legal? What if it was legal?
What if it was legal? Is this the purge?
Yeah, if, yeah.
It's not about legal or not. It's about moral.
Morally, I think it's completely 100% legal, moral to kill a pedophile.
No.
That's not the problem. It's not... You don't... Alana, come on, seriously? You don't think it's moral to kill a pedophile?
What kind of pedophile?
like an actual pedophile that rapes
like
children.
A child rapist or like...
Yeah, like a child rapist.
Well, you didn't say that, you just said pedophile.
Well, I don't think so.
Oh, good job, Jay.
Wow, nice
that's
job,
my
Jay.
First, isn't it? I think that's my first.
Not no, first ever, but first in a while.
I think first it's my first.
But I had it in the bag when you got that Baron.
Take a picture. All right. So,
do you have an answer from Alana and Jay?
$1 million in today's economy doesn't give you shit.
Okay. This is too good for $1 million.
It really doesn't give you anything. Is it tax free?
Yeah, it's tax free. I mean, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Jay, would you kill somebody for $1 million?
No.
Not even a pedophile?
No. I'd beat the living crap out of them, but I wouldn't kill them.
Hmm. Like a child? What about like a child murderer?
No.
Wow, you guys are so
I am murder free.
You guys are so moral.
Murder free since 93.
Yeah, dude, I don't want someone's life on my conscience. Sorry.
Yeah.
What if they're terrible person?
But you can't possibly ever like know someone's full story.
Yeah.
Haven't you learned anything from like? You know, Wicked or any of that stuff, any of those. I know you don't like that kind of thing where they make the good guys or the bad guys seem good, but you just never know about people. Are people wicked or do they have wickedness thrust upon them? That's the quote, right?
Yeah.
My Alana's answer. Excuse me.
So what wouldn't I do for $1 million? I mean, I definitely wouldn't kill an innocent person. I could probably harm them, though. Like, I could see myself beating somebody up who's innocent
what?
For $1 million. Oh yeah, God. I could definitely see myself doing that. Yeah.
No way.
This is going to get used against you in a court of law.
Get out of my house. Like, oh my God. That's
I'm just saying, like, you know, you could, and then you could use that, some of that money to make it right.
No, you can't make that right.
Well, just like what about a little rough
enough? Imagine you're the innocent person, and someone's like, "I'm gonna beat the shit out of you" because someone else is giving me $1 million.
I'd be like, I get it. I would understand.
No, you would not.
Alana.
What?
What's your answer, Alana?
Oh my God! Vote Republican.
For $1 million. That's crazy.
No way.
That is crazy.
Nope.
Wow. I guess that's we have some real principled people on this podcast.
Damn.
Yeah. Sure. I'm shocked that I'm not married to one of them.
Shocked. Shocking.
That was beautiful.
All right. And question, are you guys ready for question number 3?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm starting to run low on questions, by the way, so send them my way.
You don't say. You don't say.
Oh, burn.
This one comes to us courtesy of Dad. If you could magically be the opposite sex, why would you? Would you, why, or why not?
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Did
no, I wouldn't.
A similar conversation, didn't we?
I'm sure we have. We've done all of them at this point.
Could you, like, wait, repeat the question?
Forever,
if you could
like,
magically forever? Become the opposite sex, would you, why, or why not?
Like, permanently?
If you could.
If you could.
I mean, there are definitely reasons to do it, in my case.
In my case as well.
Okay, let me hear your reasons.
Yeah, what's your reasons? Is it more edgelording?
Yeah. I don't know. So that way, so I'm more of a diversity hire?
Oh my God.
Wow.
That was terrible.
Well, I was on the spot.
Well, Naomi, what's yours?
Yeah, Naomi, what's your reason? Let me guess. So that all of the patriarchy is to my advantage.
No, I was just going to say so I could pee standing up.
Ooh, yeah.
That is nice. No, I wouldn't do it just because I don't know how to live that way. I'd rather live the way I know how to live.
Yeah, it's too late for us to change.
Yeah, can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Exactly.
Hmm.
I would say that I wouldn't because, yeah, I don't know how it all works. All the plumbing works. I'll just stick with what I know.
Mm-hmm. Alana, Jay?
I mean,
the victory card.
Yeah. Yes.
Why? So when I use the horde, I should get a gold.
Take it up with the people. Take it up with the devs.
Guru says she would do it, but only if it was for a day, not permanently.
If you could switch at will, like, would you do it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Switch at will.
It's always good to have different experiences. But not like killing a person, just like being a dude.
Let's not go back to that.
Being a dude.
Yeah, I mean, if you could alternate, sure. I mean, I wouldn't.
If it was a
one-time thing, I wouldn't choose to do it. But if it happened, and I wouldn't be horrified.
Right. Jay's open-minded.
I know when I would switch is when there's a really long line to the bathroom. Well, actually, maybe every time I have to use the bathroom, assuming there's no line, because the women's room is always going to be nicer.
Well, no, but you okay? But you, the lines are usually at the women's room. You know that, right?
Well, it depends. I can tell you that at PAX East, the lines are not as long for the women's. No.
Okay. Well, yeah. I guess yeah.
At the comic book shop. Yeah, the places I hang out. You know.
I wonder why that is. You should diversify your hangout spots.
But dude, then you get unwanted nerd attention at those places.
That's right. You do not want to be a girl at PAX East, let me tell you.
Have you been a girl at PAX East, Naomi?
I have. It was 9 years ago. I was a super pregnant lady at PAX East.
Good thing.
I had an issue being a girl at PAX East.
What?
I have not.
Good.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Are we good?
No, I think that's
discuss this enough.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here at Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
For more Alkalite.
That's right. I guess.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they